Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another action-packed edition of Sports Entertainment. along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I am of course William Ramo. So Macaulay,
hey, Vaughn.
I'm doing okay. Mets, you know they whooped the Cubs, but 18 to 5.
Damn, was that bad?
Yeah, we're going to lead off with baseball, like, as usual, talk about the Mets, and talk about the Yankees. Then, football is about to start. Talk about that also. A little NBA news. We'll give a little preview about the NBA season and what Isaiah Thomas had to say about the LeBron James story, which is pretty much a dead story, but apparently Isaiah wanted to talk about it, so I'll discuss a little bit about what he was talking about. And, I guess touch up on that little NHL, they finally approved Ilya Kovalchuk's 100-year contract after turning down the 102 contract. So we'll just spend a little time on that. And then, end it off with a little, sports entertainment or leave it open for the fans to, if they feel like making a vocal contribution, open up for debate. Sports, how we do on this show, sports, entertainment, and everything else. So thank you for your contribution in advance. And let's lead off with a little Mets baseball in Chicago. Mets, they fell two out of three to the Cubs. But finally, they beat them tonight. Earlier today, the game started like around 2:30 or so, 2:20, 2:30, and the game literally just ended like a couple of minutes ago. The Mets really put a hurting on the Cubs pitching. Cubs had a 1-0 lead. Then Mets had a 2-0 lead, and then afterwards, as usual, the Mets give up a home run, which would make them lose the game temporarily. 3-2 Cubs. Then after that, Mets pretty much put a hurt on them. And who's the star of the game? You won't even believe it. Ruben Tejada tied the game with a sacrifice fly. Tied the game 1-1. Then in the same inning, Jonathan Neese, the pitcher, he had an RBI single. And then later on into the game, Tejada had a two-run single. And then afterwards, Neese, the pitcher again, he had an RBI single again or a double. So he had two RBI hits for a pitcher. And then afterwards, Tejada, he would hit his first major league home run, which at first appeared to be a triple, but then the umpire ruled it a home run. And Ike Davis would later homer for his 17th career home run. And to make matters worse, it was pretty much a hit parade. Mets had three five-run innings.
Who was the starting pitchers?
Jonathan Neese. He didn't have it at first. He gave up some home runs and he allowed the five runs. He didn't clearly have it. He looked like he kind of settled down in the sixth when he finally had an inning where he didn't have no batters. He allowed a 3 fly ball outs to Pagan. But other than that, Neese, he was pretty much fighting the whole game, trying to get guys out.
Oh, God.
Everybody kept going on base. He kept giving up hits, which he's known to do. And like he's done in his young career, he's gotten out of the innings with 3 double plays. So, I mean, this wasn't his best start by a long shot. I think earlier this year he threw a 1-hitter. But this game, I mean, he didn't pitch his best start, but at times he kind of gutted it out with the three double plays, but you gotta give credit to Neese at the plate and Ruben Tejada, who had a career high 5 RBIs. This guy is a horrible hitter. He makes Rey Ordóñez seem like Jose Reyes. That's how bad this guy has been at the plate, but.
Yeah.
Give the guy some credit. The guy knocked in a career high 5 RBIs. He really brought his A game today, and Ike Davis looked like he's come out of his slump, and he's hit a couple of home runs in this homestand.
Who's pitching for the Cubs?
Cubs, it was Ryan Dempster, the former Marlin.
Oh, him?
Yeah. That guy's still in the league.
Damn. And don't you guys play one more game tomorrow?
No, we're going to the Nationals to start a series with Nationals.
Oh.
So congratulations to Ruben Tejada, who hit his first major league home run.
Wow, 18-5. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Usually, you guys, it takes you like 10 games to score 18 runs.
Well, it took us 20-plus games, I think, since June 22nd for us to score a double-digit run.
Wow.
And we shattered our previous season high. Our previous season high of the season was 14 runs. And Lord knows that must have happened really, really early into the season. Cause,
yeah.
I don't remember when that happened. But since July 22, this is the first time they scored double-digit runs. And they scored 18.
Yeah, 18 runs, wow. A lot of runs for the Mets.
And congratulations to Dylan G. He's a minor league pitcher in the Mets system. He's also going to make his first major league debut and start on Tuesday in place of Johan Santana. Because Santana, he injured his pectoral muscle, and they're going to, you know, let him skip a start and give Dylan G a start. And hopefully he'll do better than Henry Mejia did on Saturday. I was pumped up the whole week for the possibility of Mejia, you know, pitching in his, you know, first major league start at, you know, as a starter. But he didn't pitch that good yesterday. And Mets lost 4-2. So
this Tuesday that guy pitches?
Yeah, Dylan G, he's going to pitch he's going to make his major league debut and start on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
But Mejia, the guy, he finally returned on Saturday. But yesterday was his first big league start. But at first he started out well, but then, you know, he kind of lost it. I think he pitched 5 or 6 innings, gave 4 runs. And, you know, the offense, as usual, was non-existent with the Mets.
And, you know, like, with Pinella not managing the Cubs anymore, who's the manager of the Cubs right now?
I forgot his name, to be honest with you. I saw it, but I honestly don't remember the guy's name.
And couldn't Pinella wait after the season to retire?
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I was surprised myself when I found out he, when he did that.
He's a quitter.
And Friday, I believe they lost 7-6 to the Cubs also.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm surprised Pinella. But the reason what from what I heard is that his mother's sick, so that's why he retired sooner than he thought he would.
Oh, that's right.
Spend more time with his family.
Well, in that case, I guess it's okay then.
Yeah. The guy, he was crying when he was talking about, you know, this is going to be the last time he's wearing a big league uniform.
Yeah. Remember his antics, you know, that he was a fiery manager.
Yeah.
One of those strict, yeah, disciplinary managers, you know.
Had great
success. Always wanted to win.
Early in his managerial career with the Reds, won his only championship as a manager in 1990.
Yeah.
And he, of course, managed those Mariners teams.
Yeah, especially that Mariners team that won 116 regular season games in 2001.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they fell short that year.
Yep. To the team that they broke the wins record, the Yankees.
Yeah.
They broke the 98 Yankees in wins.
Yeah,
but unfortunately for them, they couldn't win the championship or get past the Yankees.
Yep, unfortunately.
Yep, for them. And Mariners, like most teams in Major League Baseball, they still haven't won a championship.
And they probably will never.
Probably won't. I mean, their best shot would have been in '95. I mean, They had A-Rod, they had Randy Johnson, I think, at that time.
Man, their best shot was in 2001. They could have won that year.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Oh, that's just the Yankees, if they didn't meet the Yankees. But.
Oh, yeah, that too. That's true. I mean, both times they did face the Yankees, except 95, they were successful. But,
yeah,
you know, that was the genesis of the Core Four. That was, of course, the year before the Yankees. Believe it or not, this was before Derek Jeter won his first championship.
Yeah.
So, what a difference, you know, a year made.
I mean, Mariners, I guess, you know, right now what they need to do with their organization, they just need to I think it's time for East Coast has been great for them, but he's gonna retire sooner or later. You know, he is getting up there in age.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy can still hit, but
yeah,
they're gonna need to start bringing up their younger guys in the minors.
Yeah.
Just like how they brought up guys like Griffey back in the day, A-Rod. Maybe someday they'll be successful again.
Yeah, they haven't really had a guy like that, I mean, with the exception of King Felix.
Yeah.
They haven't really had a guy like that, explosive guy like that.
I mean, and King Felix, I mean, he's probably not going to be with them in the next few years because this guy, once he becomes a free agent, every team's going to go after him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right about that. You're absolutely right about that. You're absolutely right about that. Shoot, once he comes into a free agent, shoot. This year, Yankees are going to most likely sign Cliff Lee. But I'm gonna pray that for some miracle that Mets can somehow find some money.
I don't think that's guaranteed that Yankees will sign Cliff Lee. Cliff Lee does, as good as he is, you know, he does get injured a lot.
Yeah, but this guy's a warrior, man.
Yeah, but still, though, I mean, you know, we don't want another Pavano or Kevin Brown here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but this guy's good. I mean, he's good against the American League. He's good against the National League.
I know.
I mean, after he went to the Phillies, he really. I mean, he's always been an ace with the Indians. He won what 24 games with them 1 year.
Oh, trust me, I know how good he is. What I'm saying, you know, he does. He does get injured quite a bit.
Yeah, that's true. Once he got traded to the Phillies, even though like I just alluded to, he did win 24 games and was the ace of the Indians. But after he got traded to the Phillies, it's like, you know, it's like he took his game to the next level. You know, winning. I think he won 4-0 in the World Series last year.
Yeah.
I mean, in the postseason, I should say. If you went 4-0 in the World Series, they would have won it.
Yeah, man, he was lights out in the postseason.
Yeah, I think he won 4-0 in the postseason, I should
say. Yeah.
Yeah, he was lights out. And he won both games the Yankees lost.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely hope he comes to New York. But only if he comes to Queens.
Never know, you know. You're not guaranteed he'll come to the Yankees.
But I don't think Mets is going to spend the money.
Well, you guys have to. I mean, you have no choice.
Yeah, try telling the Wolf on.
Yeah, you have a Mets fan base that's crying because they want the organization to get better. And
exactly.
The upper management doesn't seem like they want to do anything to improve the team.
Exactly. Doesn't look like it. Hope I'm wrong, but it surely doesn't look like it, you know.
You gotta, I mean, you gotta throw max money at Cliff Lee.
Yeah. Say you're throwing $12 million a year at Oliver Perez. You gotta throw it at a surefire dude.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, he's not gonna sign for $12 million. You know, this guy wants to surpass Sabathia in salary.
Yeah, of course. And I think he'll deserve it, too.
Well, yeah, he's one of the best pitchers out there.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are competing in a division with the Braves and Phillies, so you gotta get better.
Yeah. Now they're gonna most likely need another closer because you know, K-Rod, he has the surgery.
Yeah.
And
although that Asian guy has been looking good lately. What's his name?
Takahashi.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he wants to start, so most likely he might leave as a free agent next year to look for a starting job.
Just re-sign him.
Yeah, but this guy wants to most likely start. I don't think he's gonna want to stay here unless he's restarting. And plus, Mets look like they're trying to groom Parnell as the future closer because Parnell he really got his fastball back. And now he's actually throwing, you know, high 90s again, and he's even touched 100 a couple of times this year.
Didn't he do good as a starter this year?
For Parnell?
No, the Asian guy.
Oh, Asian? Yeah, he did at first. He started off good. You know, he pitched those two good games against, I'd say his best two games against the Yankees.
Yeah.
Of course, the first game he got no decision because he had a 2-0 lead, and then, no, I think it was, wait, it wasn't a 2-0 lead. It was scoreless, and then after it was one, he won six scoreless innings, and then as soon as they took him out, then Yankees scored two runs on descends. And
yeah.
And then Yankees would later win that game 2-1, but Mets would win that series. You know, win 2 out of 3 in that series. But yeah, he's a good pitcher. But then afterwards, you know, he's great when you face the bat. He faced the batter the first time or the first two times. But the first time he's great. But once the more times the batter faces him, they can, you know, read his pattern and,
yeah,
you know, they hit him better each time they face him, you know, as the game goes along.
I mean, if I were your organization, I would sign him.
I think they'll definitely try to sign him. But, dude, is Bobby Jenks even a free agent?
I don't know. Could be. That's another guy he's been, lately, I think the White Sox have been using him as a setup guy instead of a closer.
So he's falling off, too.
Yeah.
And what about Joe Nathan? Isn't he going to be free agent also soon?
Oh, yeah. But he's getting up there in age, though, but, yeah, he's still a good closer also.
Yeah. But it's hard. That's a decision,
But, damn, you guys have gone through a lot of closers in the last few years.
Oh, yeah. Looper in 05. What's his
Wagner?
Wagner from 06 to 07.
J.J.
No, 08, I should say. Well, Wagner from 06 to 08, he was the closer. Then
yeah.
He got hurt. Then K-Rod came last year, and then Billy, you know, he pitched, like, I think a game or two in relief, but he wasn't the closer. So K-Rod's been the closer since last year.
And even J.J. Putz, I mean, he was, like, set of guy, but really a closer.
Well, yeah, but with the team, he was never a closer. I don't know. He might have closed maybe one or two games as a Met, but K-Rod was primarily the closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the replay of the Marlins versus Braves game. Marlins were leading 6-0, and Braves would later tie the game. And in extra innings, Marlins would come back and win 7-6 in the 10th.
Yeah, you know, Braves, it looked like they might lose the division to the Phillies. Because this is the time of year when the Phillies, you know, start making a strong stance in the NL East.
Yep. Phillies would also lose too, I believe.
Yeah.
Phillies also lost to Brewers.
But, you know, they're dangerous, the Phillies, you know.
But yeah, Phillies going to make the playoffs no matter what, as a division or the wild card, the way how it's going. They're most likely going to – they're one game behind the Braves, and they're most likely going to overtake the Braves again and win the division for a fourth straight year.
Yeah. If it's Phillies and Braves in the NL – In the LCS, who are you rooting for?
Phillies and Braves, you're saying the NLCS?
Yeah, who are you rooting for?
The American League team. The American League champion team.
Even if it's the Yankees?
Fine, I'll root for the Yankees.
No way! No way, you can't.
Fine, I will then. Even though I don't want neither one of them to win, but...
No, man, you can't do that.
I hate both of your teams. I hate all those teams.
Man, you gotta go blind, man, from watching all those teams, man.
What do you think? What do you think happened to me last year? Knicks versus Phillies, and then in the NBA Finals, Lakers versus Celtics.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus. I mean, how worse could that be for me? My two favorite sports, and in the finals for the championship, it's the two teams I hate the most.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get any worse. The only way it could get any worse is if I lost in the championship final again, which I've seen twice by the Knicks in 94 and 99, by the Rockets and Spurs respectively, and then in 2000, of course, by the Yankees, which I'm pretty sure you're very familiar with that series.
Of course. But, I mean, you know,
the Yankee fans' favorite series in the Yankees dynasty era.
But, like, as far as the Braves and the Phillies series, that actually might happen, you know.
Yeah, it's most likely going to happen because that's the thing I don't want to happen the most.
And these other teams in the National League, they don't look serious.
They're paper teams, man. Man, they're all paper teams. The only good teams in the National League is Braves, Phillies,
It's the Padres, they're leading their division, but they've lost like 9 in a row.
Yeah, the Cards and Reds. But I mean, the Reds have some good pitching. They got some offense, but I don't take them serious.
Yeah, they're going okay.
Yeah. But those are the teams that are most likely going to do it, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Giants have the pitching, but I don't trust them either. Their offense, I mean, over the years have been horrible. Maybe their offense has been a little bit better, but their offense overall, I mean, they haven't, you know, I mean, they don't have anybody that scares anybody.
I don't know how Padres are still in the division.
Unless if they can convince Barry Bonds to come out of retirement and take steroids, then Giants will be scary again.
Yeah, their offense sucks. Zito, I mean, he's lost like 6-7 straight decisions for them.
Mm-hmm. And that's an improvement because when he first came to the Giants, he couldn't win anything unless if he was facing the Mets.
Man, I don't get this guy. This guy was like 10 years ago. He was one of the best pitchers in the baseball.
Yeah,
like, he's inconsistent.
Yeah, he lost command of. I mean, his fastball. He was never a hard throw, but he even lost mileage on that, And his curveball, I think he lost kind of a little bit of command of that, too.
Yeah.
Needless to say, he must really miss Rick Peterson.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't look like the same pitcher.
Yep.
None of those pitchers except Tim Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
Mulder, Zito,
yeah,
they look
right.
Like Tim, different pitchers.
Yeah, Tim Hudson, he's still mowing along with the Braves.
Yeah.
And trust me, I know from personal experience. I mean, this guy kills the Mets ever since he got traded to the Braves.
Yeah, he's one of the reasons why Braves are leading their division right now.
Well, what did you say?
I said Tim Hudson is one of the reasons why the Braves are actually leading the division by slightly.
Yeah, and no thanks to Kawakami.
Yeah.
A pitcher in their starting rotation, he's 1-10. 1-10 with the Braves. I mean, that's kind of like the equivalent of AJ Burnett 9-10 or 9-12 with the Yankees.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, the team is number one in the division.
I know, man.
How are you under 500?
I don't get that.
I mean, especially the Yankees. I mean, We know the history with the Yankees, I mean, all their championships. I mean, the only bad year, the only bad decade they've had since the 20s is the 80s. And they went to the World Series one time.
Yeah, and, you know, in the 80s, they even had the best winning percentage, and they only went to the postseason one time.
Exactly, the World Series in 81.
That's fucked up.
I know, I mean, other teams would live for something like that, you know. Even though they, you know, to go to the World Series.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't alive. Well, I was alive, but I was a little kid.
No, 81. You were. That was just before you were born. That was just before both of us were born.
I was born in 83.
Yeah, I'm saying 81. 81 is when they lost to the Dodgers in the World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was 2 years before me and you were born.
But, you know, the Yankees, they lost today to the Blue Jays 7-4.
All right, I heard about that. Who was pitching?
Hughes, he had a bad. By the third inning, we were down 4-0. You know, he made two bad mistakes that put us down 4-0. So he didn't pitch that good today.
Well, he gave up some bombs.
Yeah, a couple of home runs.
To who?
I can't remember. But it didn't look like he had it today. A-Rod came back off the DL, and he played good. Went 2-for-5, drove in a run.
Oh, yeah, this was the return of A-Rod, right. I did read that.
Yeah. Cano sat out because, you know, he's been in a little slump lately. And Jeter, man, his average has gone down to like 260 something. Jeter hasn't looked good lately.
Yeah.
It's like a different player. It doesn't look like a Captain Clutch.
Yep. Well, it happens to everybody, you know, especially the greats, you know. Once they reach that around 35, that's when, you know, their talents, disintegrates.
I'm hoping this is just an off year, you know. Maybe it's just an off year and
yeah,
we'll come back, be great again next year.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to see next year. I mean, if he has 2 years, back-to-back years like this, then
yeah,
pretty much the end. But it seemed like it's kind of, you know, similar to, like, Mariano when he blows a save. When he blows a save, they're like, oh, shoot, he's 40 years old. Is this the end of Mariano? And then he gets a save, and then everything's back to normal again.
Yeah. But hey, there's still time, you know. He might, Jeter might change it in the postseason. He might bring his game to another level again, so.
Yeah, you have a point there. That would be the ultimate test before next year. Yeah, how he come through.
Yeah. So Yankees have one more games with the Blue Jays. So far they've won 2 out of these 3 games. So one more game tomorrow on Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. You know what the pitching matchup is?
You know what? I have no idea.
Wait, Cece pitched the other day, right?
Yeah, Cece pitched the other day, so it's definitely not Cece.
Yeah, I think he pitched, what, Friday? Yeah.
Might be even Burnett pitching tomorrow. Who knows?
Probably.
Yeah, so the Blue Jays snapped the Yankees' 8-game winning streak that the Yankees had there. And right now, you know, it looks like the Yankees are going to make the playoffs. They're going to win the East. Right now, they're 1.5 games ahead of Tampa, the division lead. Red Sox are like 10 games back, so it doesn't look like Red Sox are going anywhere. Rangers, the Texas Rangers, looks like they're going to win the AL West.
Right.
Twins are probably going to win the AL Central.
Yep.
And the Rays will probably most likely win the Wild Card.
The Wild Card, yeah. So it looks like it's going to go down.
Yeah. It looks like, once again, Yankees will be facing the Twins in the first round, like usual.
I guess we pretty much know how that's going to turn out.
Yeah, but you never know, though. I mean, one of these years, Twins might finally beat us.
Maybe they reacquire.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, it's baseball. That's why we watch the games. I mean,
because last year you had the Angels finally beat the Red Sox.
Yep. True.
And Yankees finally beat the Angels.
Angels, yeah. I was just about to say that, too.
So this year, Twins might finally beat the Yankees.
Maybe.
You never know. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
How would you feel if that happened?
I mean, of course I'd be upset, but I wouldn't be surprised because, you know, we've had their number over the last few years or so. So this would probably be their year to upset us.
And I can see that happening. And that's why I love sports. I mean, anything could happen.
Yeah.
When stuff are anticlimactic, you know, that's when it gets boring.
But you said that might not happen unless it gets Santana, right?
Yeah. Get Santana back. True. And Harmon Kilbrew goes back there.
I think if they would add Santana, you know, they probably would have had a better shot.
Yeah. I mean, he's had some hard luck against the Yankees.
Yeah. But they were a better team with Santana, though.
Yeah. And Guzman.
Yeah. Corey Hunter.
Yep. But good for them. They locked up, Joe Mauer for 8 years.
Yeah, that's good.
A couple of months ago they did that. And
they need that. That franchise needs that guy.
Yeah, he's from Minnesota. He's like Minnesota's version of David Wright or Frank Gore when he was with the Braves.
He's the face of that organization.
Yeah, you know. Well, even though technically David Wright's from Virginia, but you know, because the Triple A team used to play in Norfolk, Virginia, his hometown. You know, he grew up a Mets fan, so.
Oh.
You know, you have a guy, you know, who grew up rooting for the team, and then he lives out his boyhood dream.
Yeah.
Not only living and playing big leagues, but playing for your favorite team. So, you know, it's good for him to, you know, remain, you know, in Minnesota.
Yeah, so, and, you know, regular season's winding down. Only a few more weeks left.
Yep. And he's still a tag team with John Cena, a.k.a. Justin Morneau.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I told you if the Yankees, you know, well, the Yankees will most likely make the postseason, but you should come to a postseason game.
Yeah, I might check it out. See how
just
it
don't wear any Mets stuff or yell out any anti-Yankee stuff.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Well, I don't know if I'm not going to say anything. I don't plan on saying anything anti-Yankee.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't think Yankee fans are going to be liking that. And you definitely, I mean, in the postseason, you definitely don't want to be mentioning the Mets at all because that's not going to be appropriate.
Yeah.
Like, what you doing here, Mets fan? You guys should be swimming right now. Fishing.
Beat up by a bunch of Yankee girls.
Hey, which I wouldn't mind, by the way.
Hey, that's not just a thing. That's not bad to me, now that I think about it.
Yeah, some good Latinas in Yankee gear. And white girls, you know, good-looking white girls. Yankee girls come in all shapes, all ethnicities and sizes.
Yeah, just like Met girls. Ooh.
Yeah.
Met lady fans. Maybe when you go to City Field, you know, you'll see that. Maybe you won't stereotype all the female Met fans as 10-year-olds. Take a step into City Field for a change.
Okay. Ooh. Hey, I'm open to it.
But you issued the ultimate challenge, you know, to me to come to the Yankees, to the Yankee Stadium, a place I don't think I'd ever go to, but I'll check it out. I'm not scared of Yankees.
Yeah, you know. It's not bad. You check it out, see how it is.
Yep.
I mean, you don't really have to be a Yankee fan to be at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, but
you know, the people from other teams going there.
Well, yeah, but just don't worry, the gear of your other team are still going to thinking that would be true.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. You can wear a Knicks jersey if you want to. That's okay.
I don't know if I'm gonna wear a Knicks jersey. Maybe I'm just wearing a regular shirt.
Yeah.
I'm just a corporate, like, you know, like the uppity Yankee fans in the front level. Oh, Dirk Jr.'s up at the plate. Oh, he's gonna score a touchdown here.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I could get those seats. Those seats are too expensive, man.
No. I'm not talking about sitting over there. I'm just saying that, you know how, you know, there's some, you know, like the Knicks games, you know, they have, you know, since, you know, Yankees and Knicks are the two popular, you know, teams, you know, in the city. So, you know, they have a lot of, you know, corporate fans, you know, people who weren't really fans of the team, but they just show up, you know.
Yeah, some show up after work also.
Yeah.
Some go right after work. Like, I know that, like, if they're, some of these games might be on a weekday, so I might have to go after work also.
So don't be surprised if, you know, you hear some, you know, aristocratic people smoking cigars. I don't know if you could do that in Yankee Stadium. And they'll be like, oh, shoot, I think A-Rod just hit a touchdown here. So exciting. Pouring great coupon, you know, on their food and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of postseason, congratulations to the Liberty. They clinched the divisional round.
Yeah, Liberty play in about a half an hour or so. Well, not even half an hour, about 19 or 20 minutes. They played the game one versus the Atlanta Dream in Eastern Conference Finals. And the winner of this series will face the Seattle Storm in the WNBA Finals. So, if any of you people out there are fans of lesbian basketball, tonight is a good game to watch.
Yeah, it's a good game, you know. Support the only successful New York team right now at the Garden.
Hopefully Eddie Curry doesn't come off the bench again and foul out.
That's the only time he actually performed.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the game tonight. It looks like it's going to be a good game. It's going to be at the Garden, and the Liberty are looking to go back to WNBA Finals for the first time since 2002.
Good luck to them, you know.
Yeah.
We're shifting gears to, you know, football season is going to start.
Oh, I'm ready for football.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Every Sunday,
I'm going to be more ready if sign Revis to this new deal, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, right now it doesn't look like Revis is coming back.
Yeah, I know.
Taking a long time.
I know.
I'm looking forward to every Sunday sitting in front of the TV at 1 o'clock, hand in my pants like Al Bundy, eating some popcorn or any other junk food.
Hopefully it's
watching
with
my G-Man play.
Hopefully it's with the other hand and not the other hand, Al Bundy style.
With my left hand, you know. Right hand's going to be in the popcorn bag.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I don't want you to make a mix-up and eat with, you know, with the other hand.
Nah.
Yeah. I'm going to be there anyway.
Yeah, you're not going to be there anyway. You're going to be at your own house doing your own stuff.
Watching the Jets.
With your hand in your pants watching the Jets.
I think I'm going to have my hand on my head. And without Revis there, you know, hopefully, you know, they'll hold down the fort.
Who are you guys playing in the first week?
I think it's Baltimore, I think. I'd have to check.
Giants are playing the Panthers.
I think they're facing Baltimore, but I definitely have to check that out. But, yeah, I mean, I'd be more pumped up, you know, if they could, you know, get this deal. Hopefully they could just get this deal done and, you know. But other than that, you know, you know, I feel pretty good about the season, but without Revis, I don't think they'll go to the AFC title again.
Yeah, they have to get Revis back.
And plus, you know how athletes are, you know, they have that sophomore jinx. I mean, I hope it doesn't affect Sanchez and Sean Green.
Yeah.
And another thing, I never understood for the life of me why they cut the Fanica. He was good on the team. He provided leadership, and then they cut him, and you know they tried to you know put the you know Lucas or Slashen, you know to replace him, and so far and you know training camp those guys haven't picked up the slack.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That guy's a perennial Pro Bowler ever since he was with the Steelers.
Sometimes players just get cut just to make room for some other players.
Yeah. But I like the other move they made. I mean, the other move I didn't like was them trading away Leon Washington. I know he was hurt, but
yeah,
that guy was explosive. But not with the Jets anymore.
And next Sunday is going to be interesting.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Trying to think whether... Yeah, so next Sunday will be, you know, that's going to be the football special right there.
Yep, football season. This year I got to go to a Giant game, for real. I've never been to a Giant game before.
Yeah, I haven't been to a football game myself either.
I have to see one.
But what was I going to say? Next week, you know, we're going to be pumped up for that, man.
Yeah.
And switching to, you know, another local team, the Knicks, what I alluded to earlier today, Isaiah, he was at a game yesterday. I think it was a U.S. Open game, I believe he was in.
Tennis game?
He was with his wife and I think some other people, and he was saying that how, you know, that he believed that, I think the reporter asked him, did he think LeBron was really going to come here? And he said he was going to go there, and he thought that it would have been interesting to see, you know, him, you know, how LeBron would have did in New York. And, but, you know, he felt like, you know, LeBron and, you know, the other guys in Miami, you know, they're going to be a good team. It's going to be interesting to see how those guys do. And that Isaiah still roots for, you know, the team's organization.
Man, why is Isaiah still talking?
I don't, well, you know why he's talking? Because Dolan's the only person that still listens to him. That's why he's still running his mouth, I mean.
Still running his mouth.
Dude, I'm surprised he didn't drop the banners, you know, in the toilet. The way how horrible he ran that. Him and Scott Layden before him ran that organization to the ground.
I know, man. It's fucking...
And sure, you could also credit Dave Checkitz, I mean, trading away Ewing. That was the beginning of the, you know,
yeah,
the end for the Knicks. But those guys, I mean, shoot, after Checkitz blunder training away Ewing, which, I mean, Ewing did lead to that too because, you know, he didn't feel like he was being appreciated by the team because he wanted to sign a multi-year deal and the Knicks wanted to just sign him into, you know, one-year deals and, you know, after the year, see how well he goes, but... He was being disrespected,
but the Knicks right now they look like they're headed in the right direction. But no way can Isaiah come back to ruin what we have. Or we're starting again.
Okay, well, back on air. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened either, man. What was the last thing I was talking about? I think I was talking about the Knicks.
Yeah, about Isaiah talking crap about the Knicks. Well, not talking crap, but about LeBron. Thought LeBron was going to come back to the Knicks.
It's too late now anyway. It doesn't matter anyway, because who cares if he wants... If he really wanted to come, he would have came.
Man.
So, that's what he's done to me.
I think he just hasn't had anything to talk about.
Yeah, pretty much.
And who keeps on interviewing him anyway?
I don't know. Someone keeps giving him a mic. I don't know.
Well, interviewing better stop.
If he's in Detroit and he want to talk about his NBA career, fine. But, man, he don't need to talk about nothing about the Knicks.
Doesn't make any goddamn sense. Guy needs to go away. Go to the island or something.
The only people that should be talking to him is Detroit people, because he's the best Piston of all time.
Yeah.
Other than that, don't talk to him about the Pistons. Talk to him about being a Hall of Famer.
I know, for some reason, still think he's part of the Knicks.
I mean, technically, he's still part of the, he's not really part of the Knicks, but, you know,
Dolan. He's Dolan's friend.
He's Dolan's super best friend, so, I mean, so, you know, he's still part of the organization, even though he's not really part of the organization.
Yeah,
if that makes any sense. But switching gears quickly to the WWE, they have the, you know, NXT Season 3. This Tuesday, and it's going to be all Divas.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, some of them I've seen, man. They look good.
All Diva edition?
Yeah.
NXT.
But, you know, there's some some wrestling purists, who they're kind of tired of the Divas because, you know, most of them, you know, can't wrestle. But, I mean, I don't mind looking at them.
Me too. Yeah.
And
especially if they look really good.
Yeah, there's some I saw look real like I said, AJ Lee, this girl that used to be the NXT ring announcer, but she's now a contestant now. I forgot her name. But
oh, really?
Congratulations to Kawhi, he won the season 2 of NXT.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's like this martial arts dude. He looked kind of like how Rey Mysterio would look without a mask. This is the best way to describe him. But, so Raw 900 episode, I mean, other than the classic clip, it was pretty much of a letdown, because I thought they were going to reveal who the announcer, the GM was, but...
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah. But, I mean, we'll talk more, you know, about that next week. I want to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the show. I want to thank you, McCauley, for, co-hosting. And thanks again, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this edition of Sports Urban Legend. I'm, of course, William Ramon. See you next time, folks.